T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Morning Mess.
Okay, The Morning Mess. Time for a staycation setup. Let's all say good morning to Delilah.
Morning.
Good morning.
Miss Delilah, we heard there's a situation with you and Connor. What's going on?
Okay, so here's the situation. I know he's cheating on me. Like, I saw him, like, point blank. Okay, so he told me he was going to have lunch with the boys. First of all, he never has lunch with the boys. They always go out and have drinks at night.
Okay.
Yeah. So something about that was sketchy for me. I was like, okay, lunch with the boys. All right. Cool. So I followed him.
Right. Naturally, yes.
Obviously, you thirsty too.
Listen, it was a red flag. Like, I've had red flags in the past that I've ignored, and I'm a better person now because I'm taking those red flags to heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Ma'am. 100%.
So I said, let me get in the car and let me follow him. So I did, and turns out he was going to Chili's. And I'm like, okay, going to have lunch with the boys at Chili's? Yeah, that don't sound right.
Oh.
Yeah. He was greeted by a woman.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
I think, okay, maybe it's innocent, right? You know, I'm watching him the whole lunch.
Were you in the Chili's too? Sneaky.
Well, I'm outside the Chili's. I had binoculars. Don't ask me why.
We love a spy. Continue.
So I'm watching him this whole time, and the body language, you could tell a woman knows body language.
We got it. With the binoculars, the body language, yes.
But up until then, nothing. But then at one point, they kiss.
Wow.
You're lying.
Well, first, it was a peck on the cheek. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, that's innocent. But then when they were getting into each other's cars, they were saying goodbye to each other. There was tongue.
Like, where did you get these binoculars? Because that is very zoomed in. Wow.
Ooh.
I mean, I was in a parking lot. Like, I don't want to reveal.
That's fine, Delilah. But my question is, like, you saw this with your own eyes. You know he's cheating. Why do you need us to prove it?
Well, see, the thing is, I believe in redemption. I believe in being truthful. And I've always told him.
Oh, wow.
You know, I have a past. Trust is a big thing with me.
Right.
Trust is huge. So, you know what? I've messed up cars before. You know, done stuff, illegal stuff. I'm not going to get into it.
Okay.
Well, sounds I think like we already did. Yeah. Sounds like we're here. But you know what? It's okay, girl. The point is not what you've done in the past. The point is what your man's doing in the present. So you catch him doing this. And I understand you're all about forgiveness. But at any point, have you talked to him about what you saw?
Oh, yes. But I didn't tell him what I saw. All I did was I gave him a chance to come clean with me, okay? I asked him about it, and he straight up lied to me.
He lied that he had some taco de lengua?
Oh, my God.
I said, oh, so how was lunch with the boys? He was like, oh, it was cool. He even tried to give me some, oh, yeah, Rob was this and that. I'm like, wow.
Oh, wow.
Now, at this lunch, obviously, you were spying. Did you see any guys there? It was just him and this girl.
The waiter.
Maybe it was his friend's first day on the job.
So you give him a French kiss? Is that how we welcoming people in the year?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Wait, here's a question for you. Did your man, did he try to kiss you when he saw you two?
On the cheek.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming normally you don't get the kiss on the cheek. It should be on the lips.
Yeah, I guess he didn't want for me to smell or to taste her chapstick.
taste what she ate for lunch.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh, gross.
Yeah, that makes sense. Cheater. God. You know, let's just call your man, Delilah. Let's call Connor up. We're going to do the staycation setup. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay. And at one point, Anish, you're going to ask the important question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Obviously, we would love for him to say your name. Do you know who this girl is? Have you ever met her? Know her name?
No clue. No clue.
Okay. Is that like an Indian name? No clue?
Stop that.
Is that her name? No clue?
Mm-hmm. You funny. No.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go off, sis. Thank yes. you. Read him.
Okay. If he says any other name, including No Clue, the show is yours. And we're here for it. If you guys do, and if you do want to try to work on the relationship, we have counselors on standby, okay?
Okay.
That's a no. All right. Well, we're coming back at you, ladies and gentlemen, with a staycation setup. Calling her man up next. Morning mess. Okay, the morning mess in the middle of a staycation setup. We spoke to our new friend, Delilah. She's a morning messenger. She has a situation with her man, Connor. He said he was going to go out, the boys have some drinks. Her woman's intuition's going off. She follows him, as she should.
Mm-hmm.
She buys a nice pair of binoculars and follows him to Chili's. Right, Delilah? Am I with you so far?
Yes.
You notice that there is none of his friends. He's having lunch with another girl.
Mm-hmm.
It started off a little peck on the cheek with a hello, and then it ended with a goodbye with a little tongue taco in the mouth.
Oh, my God!
All right.
I'm so sorry, because you catch your man do this, and then you try to ask him what he was doing when you saw him next, right?
Right. And he lied to my face.
So now you're kind of caught in the middle of, well, you saw him, but he's not saying what he needs to say. So what we can do for you is the staycation set up. So what that means is we're going to call your man up, offer him the free romantic weekend stay. I'm going to pretend to be the hotel clerk, and I'm going to ask who he wants to bring for his free romantic weekend. The only name that he should say is yours. If he doesn't, then, you know, you can let him have it.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, here's a little footnote. Delilah has been practicing her patience. Back in the days, you would have slashed some tires and roughed someone up. But you're not doing that, Delilah, anymore.
No, I'm about the hoosah, but...
The hoosah.
That's better than a woosah.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
Everybody go hoosah.
Hoosah.
Hoosah. Who that
bitch? Oh, gosh.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Connor?
Who is this?
My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel. I was just calling to let you know, you're the grand prize winner for us. You've won a free romantic weekend stay. It is in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package. I was calling just to let you know about your winning and see if we could set you up for your free weekend stay.
Is this a scam or what? I don't get it.
I'm sorry. Maybe I should explain that a little bit more. We're working off of an online database, and what that means is that we were looking to get you in here for a free romantic weekend stay in exchange for a review online on Google and Yelp.
Well, how do I know it's free?
Well, I can assure you that there are no deposits, fees, or taxes with this weekend stay. I wouldn't need a credit card unless you decided to get room service. So if you don't do that, it really is a free weekend for you and that special someone in your life.
And all I got to do is a review. That's it. That's the catch.
That's right. Just one review on Google and one on Yelp, if you don't mind, and you'll be good to go.
All right, Jonathan.
Thank you very much, Connor. Let me get started with your reservation. I've got a few questions in front of me. The first one is, with this free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note. This is going to be for your guest of honor. You have the option to leave, you know, a special message for them. This is a great way to start your weekend off. I can write that down whenever you're ready.
Something generic is probably fine.
Okay, noted. Now, my next question for you, Connor, is... who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
You can put Allison.
Yeah! Oh. Who is that?
She needs a hoosah.
For real. Connor, really quick, we legally got to let you know you're actually live on the radio. Your girl Delilah's on with us, the Morning Mess.
Who the fuck is Allison? Is that Miss Chili? Huh? Is that Miss Chili?
And she gave her three names. Allison.
Are you serious? Are you crazy?
Am I crazy? You cheated on me.
And you don't know what you're talking about, man.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I seen your tongue down her throat. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Man, it's none of your f***ing business.
It's none of my business. We dating. We live together.
Look, I gotta go. F*** this. I can't. can't do
that. Wait.
There's so many questions, though. Wait, who is this girl, man? Let's just ask for forgiveness. We got counseling. Your girl's probably going to want to work it out. Come on, Connor.
Why do you want to do this right here, right now? Why? In front of these
Because
people?
We're busy later.
Joey.
Come on, man. You must have lost your mind. All you got to do is just ask me.
Wow.
You did.
I did ask you, and you lied to my face.
So why did you do that then, Connor? Why did you lie to her? She did ask you.
Why should I have to answer to you? This is between her and I. Like, come on, man.
Okay, well, she's asking you. Talk to her. Answer the question.
Look, man, you know things kind of been rocking between us, so I just figured things would get better, but they haven't. And I just...
How things going to get better when you putting your tongue in somebody else's throat? I don't understand that. I don't understand that.
Listen, that's just an old friend of mine that...
Old friend. Let me ask you something. If you saw me putting my tongue down with my old friend's throat, would you feel some sort of way?
Of course I would feel some type of way, but you got it all messed up. It's not like that with your
How throat, is it so. Different for you? How is it different for you, though? I don't get it.
You know, I wouldn't... Listen, I would not put you in that situation. This girl is just a friend of mine. Like, acting that serious.
Oh, my God. This motherfucker will not tell the truth to save me.
No, he won't.
You know what? I can't.
Okay. Well, I think he's dancing around the questions here. Are you over it?
Yeah, he crip walking over the question. he's serious. Nah, I can't.
All right. Okay.
He had many opportunities, and he's still lying.
Right. Oh. All right. Well,
counseling.
Don't offer them counseling
services.
I want
no. You need counseling for your ass. Your ass need counseling.
Well, okay. Connie, you got anything else to say?
We need to go to counseling and try to work this thing out.
Oh, now you want to. You see how you walk back in?
Nah, we don't need You need counseling.
So, Connor, I think what I'm hearing from Delilah, if you admit you were seeing this girl on the side, she's going to try to work it out. Can you admit that?
No, pass the point or no return.
Well, the hell with you, Connor. Get the hell out of here. See, walk out of this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You there, Connor?
Yeah, I'm here.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Miss Delilah.
Yes.
You sure tried, though.
He had ample opportunity to come clean, and then he had the nerve to put it on me. I need to kick him out of my damn house. That's my apartment. He moved into my shit.
Oh, absolutely, girl. You could definitely kick him out, and you could take these counseling services. If you hold out right there, I will get that for you, okay?
All right.
Got to evict and then get that new There you go,
oh,
girl.
Oh, my God.
Make it happen.
Hello.
I'm putting you on hold. This is too much. Sorry.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.